thanks for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about the mandatory work from home directive for public and private sector managers. Joining us on the line now, we have Muhammad Effendi Abdul Ghani. He's the acting president of the Malaysian Trades Union Congress, MTUC, which is the Federation of Trade Unions representing Malaysian workers. Effendi, based on what we know so far of the SOP guidelines, what complications do you anticipate from this directive?
Oh, from this directive, when we receive, MTC receives a mixed response. You know, only 30% are required to come to office. And for some company, we think might be this policy is not feasible. The other thing is about the swab test. Because the guideline doesn't not explain this very clear, you know. Because the question now, can the employee go to immediately to the office after a swab test, or does a she or he have to wait for 3 days? Or should the company obviously to do the test again before they go to office? This is a guideline that I think we need to clear the guideline.
Effendi, one of the issues that is arising is whether government should be issuing these directives, blanket directives across industries, or whether it should be left to companies, enterprises, to make that kind of risk assessment and to put in place SOPs. Do you feel confident, and speaking from your members' perspective, that companies will do the best they can for their own employees, that they will protect workers' health?
I think for this, can you repeat the question?
Do you think this kind of directive is essential for workers' health and protecting workers' health?
I think these directions, for the business, I think the directions for the business, I think, there's a better position of the decide who work from home, because the government has come up the guideline to reduce the number of people traveling and mix around. It's up to the business entitled to decide which manager should be work from home. In the business world, it can be denied cost and profit of priority, but at the same time, health is also important. So some companies have been asking their manager to work from home for a long time. The directive became into force. Mandatory directive just makes it easier for the company to warrant their action for the managers work from home. This direction complements what the government and private sector should do to reduce the COVID-19.
Was there any stakeholder engagement before this directive was issued? Did you have any engagement? Did the MTUC have any engagement with the government in providing feedback?
No, so far there's no engagement with the MTC. It's quite a surprise, because there's no engagement with the MTC so far.
Would you like to see engagement, and what is it that you would bring to the table, to the discussions or meetings you would have with METI or any of the other ministries when it comes to the issue of, you know, work and the pandemic?
Yeah, of course. I think for the better communications, from our side, MTC think that the government should allocate a worker seat in the National Security Council for the better communications. And also for the having the guideline engaged with MTC, we need the dialogue sessions together, because all of us in the same boat when we want to do the best for the country. And at the same time, we don't want to see any company waiting up because of the COVID-19. And also, we also like suggest to the government or to Pakiso, swab test must be mandatory for the employees from the red zone and the course borne by the SOCSO or Pakiso. It should not be optional, because our health matters, and government should give us the confidence that they are really, really helping us.
Right. I'm just wondering, Effendi, whether you see this directive, this mandatory work from home, as discriminatory. Because if the intention is to reduce chances of infection in the office, then the message coming up from government is that the health and lives of managers and supervisors are more important than that of other staff. So does it make sense to have managers working from home?
I think this depends. This is direction from the government, so in our view, it's up to the employer to decide if necessary. But the managers can work from home provided their work can be done online. But if the manager are the decision makers, they should be in their office as it's easier for them for the communications, you know. But manager and supervisor are required to work from home as a production directive of IT, because we think that they are not in the operational process, but in the decision-making process, which can be done from anywhere.
Okay, so you agree that managers should work from home?
From side, you see that we see that this is like I said that before. This is depends on the needs of the company. Okay. If the businesses need the manager to work from home, maybe he can work from home. But like I said, that if the manager are the decision makers, they should be in the operations. Then it's much easier them to come to work for their communication with the workers.
Effendi, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate your time and you coming on the show.
Thank you very much for giving the opportunity for the MTC.
That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching and good night.